Good morning, everybody. So Shlishi of Korach features the demise of the Adas Korach in different parts. Obviously, Dasan and Aviram and Eis Kol HaAdam Asher LeKorach, a descendant to the earth, but not Uvenei Korach, Lo Mesu. The Chamishim Masayimish, completely different fate, which is Vateitze Eish Melifnei Hashem, Vatochol Eis Chamishim Masayimish Makrivei HaKetorah, so just like Nadav and Aviyu, because they were just like Nadav and Aviyu, and Korach's fate is ambiguous. At different shitos, he was either min ha-nisrafim, he was min ha-bluim, min ha-nisrafim u-min ha-bluim, or maybe even died in a magefa. Four different possibilities what happened to Korach. It seems to be a message in the tone, right, that person who was so concerned about his kavod, right, ends up, you don't even know exactly what his fate really was. It's like totally anonymous. The second part of the Aliyah is the aftermath. Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, v'yaremes ha-machtos ben ha-sreifa, v'yaseish z'rehalo ki kadeshu. Some machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban. What does it mean? Kikadeshu. So Rashi says they were klei sharis because they were used to ketores. The Ramban says hayitachin. It was a ketores bachutz. It was be'aveira. How could it be, you know, nikdash? He was klei sharis. So he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekadesh them because their kavana on some level was l'shem shamayim, and the Moshe told them to do this. Maybe those are two different ideas, but be that as it may, at the very, very beginning of the Aliyah, of course, we have the threat, which eventually comes to pass, of being swallowed whole, the Bria Yivra Hashem, in the ground. As the Ramban notes, it's not a Bria Chadasha for there to be an earthquake and for the ground to open, but for the ground to close right away is unprecedented. So the Torah tells us, Vayalu, Me'al Mishkan Korach Dasan Vaviram Yisaviv, V'dasan Vaviram Yatzu'u Nitzavim Pesach Olehem, Unishayhem uvnehem v'tapam. So you imagine that the destruction of the families of Dasan and Aviram involved the most innocent of children of Tapam, and Chazal comment on that, right? This is, you know, inescapable. This Tanchuma borei kamakasha machlokes. Shere bezden shalmate non shenalachi yavishtei saros. Quotes Rashi, bezden shalmalad esrim shana v'kan avdu af yonke shadayim. So we have this idea that Rashi is articulating based on the Medrash, that machlokas is really the worst thing in the world, because, you know, normally to be punished by the Bezdin Shalmata, you need to be 13, you need bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah, but really more than that, that wouldn't be enough. You actually have to, that's an assumption that we use, you know, today for dinim derabanan, they can lay in whatever it is, but really you have to be mevi ishtei saros, you have to have started the puberty process. Bezdin Shalmala, in terms of onshe shamayim, there it's even further deferred. Mi ben esrim shana v'mala, and here because of the smachlokes, it was af yonke shanayim, right? The taf, the youngest of children. So it's not just that Rashi is saying, oh, machlokes is so severe that the punishment is worse, but there's I think a much deeper message that the nature of machlokes is chaotic. Right? What happens with machlokes is that all boundaries, all norms, all sense of civility and procedure and process, right, are trampled because in the heat of the moment, in the passion for the cause, people assume that the ends are so significant that whatever means are necessary are justified. And so that's why anytime there's a machlokas, and letzareinu harav, abnoseinu harabim, we live in a time of terrible divisiveness, so we can, we don't have to use great powers of imagination to conjure this for ourselves, but all norms are broken because people sense that, you know, when there's machlokas and people are deeply invested in the outcome of that machlokas, they should do whatever they want, whatever they need to survive. And here, if Dasan and Aviram are pitched in a death match with Moshe Rabbeinu, so they'll accuse him of the most horrible things. This person took us out of the Eretz of Aschalav Udvash, and he didn't bring us to an Eretz of Aschalav Udvash. Ki tistarer leinu gam histarer, yatzu nitzavim, they're cursing, right? There's no sense of boundaries. So when there's no sense of boundaries, right, the natural result of that is chaos and anarchy. And even those who anybody should recognize are completely blameless, they're completely innocent of any wrongdoing, get destroyed, get caught up in it, not as a supernatural phenomenon, as a naturalistic phenomenon. So children who, if there was any order in society, right, everybody would recognize that the children are innocent. There needs to be due process. So what does this have to do with Yonke Shadayim? But Chazal, as usual, so deeply understood the nature of things. And this has been true of every revolution. In every revolution, whether it's a communist revolution, the French Revolution, every kind of revolution, what happens is the revolutionary cause is so pure and so just that there's nothing which is impure and unjust that doesn't become laundered right in the process. So people will resort to the most heinous excesses, which they would admit under any other circumstances would be vile and completely unjustifiable, but because it's in the interest of machlokes that they have to win, right? Then total annihilation is not only justified, but necessary. And this is the language that surrounds every divide. And it's only a question of, you know, how intensive that divide is. But the more intensive the divide, the more justification that there is naturally, you know, for this kind of a process to occur, where the Yonke Shadayim gets swallowed up. So in a certain sense, right, the natural outcome of Machlokes, not just the Onesh, but the natural outcome of Machlokes is lawlessness, is no due process, and is a situation which, unfortunately, even Yonke Shadayim can be caught up in. And that's the danger of what Korach, Dasan, and Aviram unleashed, those dark forces, those visceral forces that lie just beneath what my grandfather, Zichron Levracha, used to refer to as the thin veneer of civilization, you know. So just underneath that is deep aggression, nihilism, and that's what Korach, Dasan, and Aviram unleashed. And so what's mirrored to that is that revolution, machlokes, swallows up the most blameless and the most innocent. And of course, Mida Kenegin Mida, that's exactly what happened to Dasan Ve'Aviram. And it's really a word of caution to us. You know, people think that, you know, the cause is so pure, the cause is so right. This is, again, just in every generation this happens, b'chol dor v'dor, that, you know, people get caught up in whatever the new big idea is, that there's no right sense of protecting the innocent, and innocent people will have to suffer, the great revolutionaries will claim, because the cause is, you know, so justified. And it could be, again, from left to right, from Lenin to from Lenin on the left, to fascists on the right, and everybody in between, right? The cause justifies all imaginable forms of injustice. Bo ure'e, Chazal said, kamakasha machlokes, sha'af yonke shadayim kalim, that even yonke shadayim are consumed, as they are, sadly, within the context of inflamed machlokes.